Well, at the Governor's Energy Excellence Awards ceremony, the winner of the Contractor of the Year is Clarkston, Michigan-based Oscar W. Larson Company. And from Oscar W. Larson, we have Jim Lintahl, who is a co-owner, and Roger Wisely, who's the Energy Management Services Manager. Jim and Roger, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, first of all, let's let our listeners learn a little bit about the Oscar W. Larson Company. It's been around since 1946. Give us a little background.
Well, we've been in business for over 70 years, and we started out in the service business, which we are primarily a service contractor, in the fueling systems services, and have many customers throughout the state of Michigan, including the state of Michigan's in the Department of Natural Resources, the EQ, et cetera. And we've diversified our business over the years to do more service work with our existing customers and new customer base in the heating, ventilation, air conditioning, refrigeration, energy management services department to help conserve energy and improve our customers' return on investment.
Okay, so let's put this in a perspective. I come to you, maybe I'm an airline or a small business or what have you, and I've got some energy issues that maybe I think I'm spending too much money on energy. Maybe I think I need a retrofit. I mean, how does it work?
At that point, Roger would be talking to the customer about coming out and doing a survey of their location.
And then that survey includes what?
Survey includes me doing a walkthrough for the facility, looking for low-hanging fruit type stuff, right? What are your biggest energy usages? If it's a restaurant or, you know, or whatever your commercial industrial building, right? I'll come through to the audit and give you like a top five list of these are your biggest costs. And here's what you can get from a utility company. There's lots of rebates out there. So utilizing the rebates and costs and giving you an ROI and targeting those items for you.
Now, we hear about, as homeowners, we hear about energy audits that folks will do, consumers energy and what have you. You're primarily focused on businesses. Is that correct? You're looking at commercial audits. And I would imagine those audits take as long, roughly, as probably parallel to how big the business is.
Yes, definitely determined by the size of the facility. Commercial, we're geared specifically for commercial size, doctor's offices, convenience stores, quick service restaurants, full service restaurants. That's our niche market.
Now, in the awards ceremony, it was mentioned that you helped 83 small business customers in Southeast Michigan submit applications to the DTE Energy Efficiency Program. First of all, a little bit about the DTE Energy Efficiency Program and how complex is that application process?
It can be pretty complex depending on the amount of efficiency categories, I guess is the correct way to say it, that qualify. So we handle all the paperwork for the customer. I mean, it can be inundating. So it requires a signature to get started that we can submit to the utility company for rebates. And that at the end when we're done, it just requires one signature saying that the project was completed satisfactory. And everything else is mailed to the customer.
Now, a number that was mentioned, over $250,000 worth of incentives in addition to energy savings. Most of those incentives were through the DTE program, or was it a combination of programs? Because I know the federal government also has some energy incentive programs that I'm personally familiar with.
Yeah, that's specifically with the DTE program. But, yeah, there are incentives available multiple locations, right? Maybe you have a dual utility, you know, maybe a consumer's gas and a DTE electric, right? We cover the whole state of Michigan, northern Indiana, Ohio, so we're familiar with all the incentive and rebates that are out there, and we make sure that we maximize for the customer what is available out there.
Jim, you're a co-owner of the business. You've got over 300 employees. You've probably grown rather dramatically since those early years in 1947. But give us an idea of, I mean, what kinds of professions? Obviously, engineers are at work for your company, but what other sorts of employees do you employ?
Well, we start out training our employees coming in as service technicians. And then they grow into other positions as they mature with the company. They may become a project manager or an engineer, depending on the categories that they are capable of learning in. We have our own training in-house. We have certified trainers. Many of our people get licensed in their categories of their skills, whether it's mechanical, electrical, refrigeration, et cetera. We have grown dramatically. We've had 3 record years in a row, and we're serving many customers throughout Michigan and the UP, and we do go out into other parts of the country as well and do work for customers that are growing with us.
My guests are Jim Lintahl, who's a co-owner of the Oscar W. Larson Company based in Clarkson, Michigan, Roger Wisely, Energy Management Services Manager. They won the Contractor of the Year Award at the Governor's Energy Excellence Award ceremony recently. Roger, let's put this in case study terms. I mean, are there one or two customers over the last year or among those 83 that you could talk about that you did a particularly, in your mind, a particularly good job of securing resources and helping them towards energy efficiency?
Yeah, we actually had a restaurant customer at three different locations. She spent $188,000. We changed out the rooftop units first and foremost, right? I mean, that's a high energy hog, we'll say. And then refrigeration being next in line. So refrigeration efficiency controllers went on as well. And then new kitchen equipment, right? Energy Star rated stuff. I mean, you would think that it's no-brainer to pick Energy Star, but really the customer needs to be led to and showing what equipment is there and the energy savings and quick ROIs. So that's what we focus on doing. Lighting, in fact, is low-hanging fruit. And I didn't bring that up because, you know, I think everybody's heard about LED, but I'm a little remiss by not talking about LED. If you haven't changed your lighting to LED, you're really missing out. I mean, the incentives are great. The cost of LEDs have come down dramatically. And that is that low-hanging fruit. I mean, that is the first thing you should be looking at. I mean, as far as an ROI, typically that comes in to 18 months or less, depending on what kind of wattage you're talking about there.
Jim Lintahl, do you think part of the dramatic growth in your company, record years over the past 3 years, is it because people are becoming more and more conscious of the fact that you can do things that are good for the environment, but you can make money at the same time? And so is that driving some of this?
Yeah, that education about that is driving it, as well as the availability of low-interest loans and our ability to help them get not only the grant money and rebates, but also get the financing quickly at a low interest rate, and it improves the return on investment and actually can get them a positive cash flow right up front. They can start saving money every month. And then after the loans are paid off, then it's all just cash flow for them.
Looking forward for the next year or so, are there some challenges or projects that the company is involved in that are particularly exciting?
There's always new challenges out there. And I say exciting for me would be a hybrid rooftop unit for, you know, waste heat recovery. So instead of ejecting that waste heat out into the atmosphere, we're actually throwing it across the water-cooled coil and bringing that back into the facility to preheat hot water, so it cuts your gas usage. And when the rooftop unit's in the water-cooled mode, it's a 27 SEER rooftop unit. You don't get that in a rooftop unit.
Again, the one question I like to ask a lot of folks on this program, sometimes, even with rebates, these upfront costs on some of these innovations can be a little bit prohibitive. People don't seem to understand how quickly the return on the investment can occur. I mean, what would you say to folks who might be a little bit sheepish about getting into some of these because of a perceived cost?
I'd say they have to get that money out of their savings account, or if they've got good credit, sometimes we can get 100% financing up front. They don't have to put any money down, and then the rebate that would be coming in might be part of what can be used as a down payment. So we can get real creative with the customers to help them get into the programs. As long as their credit is worthy, we can get the banks and finance companies to help us out with that.
And the one final motivation is after the first few months, I mean, when you're talking energy savings, you can see that right away.
Yes, you can see the return, and there's estimated returns, and very often we find that it's better than what was estimated.
Well, I've been talking with Tim Lintahl, co-owner, and Roger Wisely, Energy Management Services Manager for the Oscar W. Larson Company, Contractor of the Year at the Governor's Energy Excellence Awards. Jim and Roger, pleasure talking to both of you, and congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kirk.